Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Baby, I can't help but notice how into age play role playing you are. It's like you come the hardest when we're talking about you being a little boy, getting molested and raped. And it's so fucking hot too. I love seeing how intense and weak you get when we talk nasty like this. I want us to take it further though. Why don't you lay back right now, take your cock out, and stroke for me while I tell you my ideas. And I think you're really going to like them. Because yeah, we know you're a perverted fuck, but I don't think you realize how deep my perversions go, especially when it comes to you. That's a good boy. Stroke that erection for your girlfriend, your nasty pedo mommy. Now I want you to imagine that I start a little babysitting side hustle. Or maybe I offer services of being someone's nanny. And I decline any families that have no sons or sons that are too old. I'm looking for sons that are elementary school aged, prepubescent, so innocent, adorable, and completely smooth, just like you like those little boys. And I find the perfect gig, being a nanny to these two cute little 7-year-old twin boys. And I've settled into my role as their nanny. And they live a very comfortable life in a suburban, conservative household. Mommy and daddy work very demanding jobs, so I'm with them a lot. And sometimes for days at a time, as their parents travel for work and for pleasure. So first, I help groom them for you. I tell them that when they get home from school, they have to take off all their clothes except underwear because it's important I do their laundry and get all those nasty germs off their clothes from school. And they become very comfortable being in their underwear around me, playing and lounging around, almost nude. And they start liking the feeling, and they're so fucking adorable and hot. Maybe I start introducing porn to them, telling them that I'm the cool nanny that will let them watch adult stuff that parents are too boring or strict to let them watch. And they're fascinated with porn. Their little boy dicks growing stiff, naturally in their underwear. And I teach them that they can be like those big, strong, muscular guys on the video. So I grab their stuffed animals or pillows and show them how they hump them just like the porn stars. And it feels good. And just like that, I turn two little boys into porn-addict children, eager to turn on porn whenever they get home from school with their little juice box and bowl of goldfish. They're just two porn-addicted, underwear-wearing 7-year-old boys. Maybe one day, I slyly turn on gay porn or even just start with bi porn, testing the waters. They might laugh or say it's gross when two men start kissing. And maybe that's when I learn that their daddy says that two men that love each other are gross and that daddy will kick their ass if they grow up to be gay. In fear of not losing their interest and not telling their parents, I steer away from the gay and bi porn, letting them feed on all kinds of fucked up, hardcore straight porn, like men pissing on women, rough anal, bukkake, and gangbangs. And I might start secretly filming them innocently masturbating with their stuffed animals, sending you videos of these little 7-year-olds humping and wiggling around in their undies, sending you tame versions of child porn to jerk your pedo cock to. I start stealing their little undies for you too, bringing you home superhero and cartoon undies to sniff and jerk off to. You become obsessed with these little boys, gooning over their smooth little bodies and underwear, smelling their little boy musk on their undies, their delicious anal smell and the slight tinge of their little boy piss. And that's when I think it's time to bring you over while I watch the boys. Maybe when mommy and daddy are both gone for days on a work trip or vacation. And I tell the boys that we're gonna have our special video time with my boyfriend and that it's okay, he won't tell their parents either. And you tell them how much you love having special video time every day, just like them. And that's when I start playing a surprise video, even surprising for you. I start playing child porn. Videos and clips of little boys posing for the camera. Videos of little boys getting molested and raped. And the boys are shocked, but of course, their little child cocks are still stiff. And I encourage you to go over and touch them while I hold them down. And you start moving your hands all over their bodies, molesting every inch of their underage body while the same kind of porn is playing in the background. You pull their underwear off, fascinated and so aroused that a little boy's cock is right there in front of you. So hairless and adorably tiny. And you put their penises right into your mouth, suckling their salty little child cocks. And the boys, they're in a state of confusion, probably feeling pleasure from being molested, but also mortified that a man is touching their pee-pee and it feels good. And I force the boys to watch the porn as you molest them, hoping to create some kind of fucked up pleasure from a traumatic event and child porn viewing at the same time. And one of the twins even has a dry little orgasm right in your mouth, his body unable to deny how skillful your mouth is on his little child cock. And from here, I would imagine you lose control. Almost like you become super high and become another person full of pedophile lust and rage, an urge to rape their holes. And so you force their mouths on your cock and not delicately. You're holding them by their gorgeous little faces and using their little boy mouths like a fucking cock sleeve. making them cry and begging you to stop in between mouth fucks. And I grab their mother's dirty panties from the hamper, knowing it'll send you to another level, inhaling her panties while you throat rape her little angels. We spend the whole night until the sun comes up, doing all sorts of fucked up sexual use to these boys. And at one point, I pull a bag of coke out of my purse, telling you that you need some more rape fuel. And then I want to see you use these little underage fuck toys all night long. And so you set up lines on their adorable little plump little boy butts, sniffing lines right off of them and then diving into their asses, licking and devouring their little assholes, high on coke, high on pedophile rage and lust. And we even force the boys to do coke, watching them barely sniff the powder into their cute little noses, watching little seven-year-olds get high and geeked out. And then you start fingering cocaine into their little assholes, spending at least an hour fingering them while they cry and eventually just give in and take it like good little sluts. And we even make the two of them finger each other's assholes, making them make out with each other, forcing incest on these two drug-intoxicated little boys, forcing them to suck their brother's little pee-pee with tears streaming down their faces, and me filming the whole thing, loading up my phone with the hottest elementary school twin brother child porn for us to enjoy. And of course, spread around to other sick pedophiles online. And we do more coke, careful not to overdose the boys, so we let them come down. But then you start this super gay fag rape portion of the nights. You rape those boys' little assholes in every position imaginable, putting them on top of you, forcing them to bounce on your pedophile cock, their little adorable dicks flopping to the rhythm of their rape. You bend them over on their hands and knees, raping them brutally like they're fucking porn stars taking your cock. And then you rape them laying down on their backs, enjoying the view of their pained faces, calling them little faggots while you stroke their hard little dicks during their sodomy rape. And you make them fuck each other for your pleasure and, of course, for fucked up child rape porn we're filming during this whole night. You turn them into the filthiest little rape sluts, forcing tons of ass to mouth on them. And we both get off on how fucked up we've treated them. And this night, sexually charged by the idea that we've mind-fucked them forever, wondering and fantasizing about how gay this makes them in the future. Getting off on the idea that they might scour child porn in the future, justifying their own videos and themselves getting raped and raping each other. And we encourage them to fuck one another in the future. Totally turned on by the idea that we've caused some fucked up incest relationship between these two boys. And you, you would come so much that night. I would have slipped you a Viagra a couple times during the night to make sure you were hard and erect for a full night of child rape. And they took so much cum in their little bellies, so much cum forced to sit in their adorable little mouths, getting so many shots of these hot little seven-year-olds with a mouth full of your pedo cum. and you came in their assholes, letting it sit there for lube for more anal rape. And you came on those sexy little bodies, rubbing it in their skin and stroking their little cocks with your rape cream. Both of those boys sucked your cum out of each other's assholes, creating the most fucked up child rape porn. And for months afterwards, we would spread their child porn all over the dark web, ensuring thousands of pedophiles were getting off to their night of sexual torture and use. So many videos of them crying while we're telling them how much of a faggot they're turning into, and thinking about how much pedo seed will be spilled watching them get raped and molested by you. So yeah, baby, I've been holding back how really fucking twisted I am. You've got a pedophile girlfriend, a pedo whore, just as sick as you. Just as willing to use sexy little boys as little rape toys, mind fucking them for the rest of their lives, forcing them into a life of gay sex and being perverted little fags. Should I start looking up ads for nannies now, baby? Or maybe let's look at adoption ads. Our own little rape slut to live with us. Oh, we're so fucked up. Here, I grabbed some child porn for you on my phone. I figured, let's take this to another level and really enjoy the thrill of watching little boys get raped and touched by pedophiles. Let's make this cock of yours a true child porn addict.